Yosef leaves Yaakov's home in Emek Hebron and goes and heads towards his fate with in Shechem, where his brothers are. And here I'd like to focus on one pasuk in the discussion, which doesn't get I don't know how much of a look over it gets or not doesn't get, but we'll just take a look at something which I think sometimes gets overlooked. A very curious Rashi. Rashi says the following. The pasuk says, with the brothers see Yosef approaching, Vayomru ish el achiv, and they spoke to one another. Hinei bal hachalamot al azeba. Here comes the dreamer. Va'ata lechu v'nahargehu v'nashlichehu be'achad habarot. And now let's come and kill him and throw him into one of the pits. Ba'amarnu chaya ra'a achalatu. And we'll say that he was killed by a wild animal. V'nireh mayu chalumotav. And we'll see what will happen to his dreams. Now, the line in Rashi, which I find almost astounding, Rashi says the following: "V'nireh mayu chalumotav." Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said, "Mikra ze omer darsheni." This pasuk comes and begs to be for a midrash to come and save it, because the pshat, in effect, is too difficult. Before we get to the drash, which we'll get to in just 1 second, but what was the problem? Efshar shiyomru, Rashi's line afterwards explains why the pshat is so problematic here. Efshar shiyomru hem v'nireh mayu chalamotav. It's impossible to say that the brothers were the ones saying these words. Nireh mayu chalamotav. Why? Shemechevan shiyargu, but lu chalamotav. Because the moment they would kill him, then of course his dreams wouldn't come true. As Rashi, this is like I haven't seen anyone discussing why this particular. If you take a look at the Ramban on the pasuk, the Ramban says that presumably nireh mayu chalamotav. He gives a different explanation afterwards, but he says presumably one could easily understand this as being sarcasm, right? You know, it's just, we'll see what happens to his dreams. Right? So that is the pshat, right? Rashi seems to be impervious to cynicism. Because Rashi says, the brothers couldn't have said it, because if they kill him, then there's nothing to do with the dreams anymore. Right, so it means that Rashi had to assume that we have to take it on face value. Let's see, we'll kill him and then we'll see if his dreams come true. And of course that can't happen, so the brothers couldn't have said it. Rashi, it's just a little difficult for me to understand why Rashi didn't see the cynicism there. But even the Ramban, by the way, veers away from the cynicism. Immediately afterwards, the Ramban says that Nireh Be'enai, that the way that I understand it is that it's because they wanted to see, well, they're putting him to the test, in effect. No, the medieval testing by circumstance, by fire. They basically said, if God saves him now, then his dreams will come true. They're real dreams. And if God won't save him, so then we'll see that his dreams were just dreams. There was nothing more to it. That was the way the Ramban understood. But the Midrash gives a different explanation. This is the Midrash that Rashi is driven to accept, because he doesn't believe that the sarcasm was there. The Midrash says that who is speaking? That it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking. Rashi says, he quotes again the Midrash, Ruach HaKodesh Omeret Ken. Heim Omrim Nahargehu we say, they say, we'll kill him. V'hakatuv misayem, the pasuk ends, God answering, nireh mayu chalamotav. You think you'll kill him? We'll see what his dreams will bring. And the Nitziv, commenting on this Rashi, commenting on this Medrash, says, one second, did the brothers say it or the brothers didn't say it? What does the Medrash mean? If the brothers didn't say it, if you're just standing near, right, you're the brothers, put yourself in that. And then you hear this voice, Nireh Mayu Cholomotav, right? So, one second, is that really, who said that? Did you say that? No, we didn't say it. So then, would you go ahead with the plan? Would you do anything? Right? So the Nitziv says, the brothers really did say it. They said it. V'nireh mayu chalamotav. But the, if you will, the Freudian message buried in those words, v'nireh mayu chalamotav, they didn't quite catch. The Medrash is saying the brothers used the words and they were cynical and they were sarcastic. Nireh mayu chalamotav, and God is having the last laugh on them, right? The old Yiddish phrase that man plans, God laughs. The idea that it's hidden within their very words, nireh mayu chalamotav. But then the Nitziv takes it one step further, and this is something that I'd like you to ponder a little bit over the course of the day. Nitziv says, and these are his words, Kach yatsa mipihem. Dvarim shemarin lahem lirot mayu chalamotav. Vaharezek mo batkol. They said the words. It wasn't really a batkol that spoke. It wasn't really a divine voice. There was a deep hidden message in their words when they said it. Nireh mayu chalamotav. They expressed their fears. They expressed perhaps their trepidation. They expressed what the possibilities that lay ahead for Yosef. And that's like a bat kol. Aval, and here's the key phrase, Hema lo samu lev lidavar. They didn't pay attention to what their own lips were saying. Vekach gazra hashkacha lahashiv chachmatam achor mibli hevin ma shemedabrim. And in this instance, the Nitziv says, it was part of the hashkacha that they didn't understand what they were saying. They didn't understand, Ma'ayyeh chalmotav, you know something? Maybe Yosef has something. Maybe there is something to Yosef that can somehow lead us, that can take us to a different place altogether. Maybe we should get beyond our cheap jealousies. Maybe we should be able to rise above our own pettiness and to listen to what our own lips are saying. Nireh mayeh chalamotav. In the case of Yosef and his brothers, so perhaps it was the hashkacha. In our instances, how often do we say things? How often do we think things? How often do we reach a certain point and then we back away? We're not willing to understand what the conclusions that we ourselves have drawn, because it's a little scary, it's a little bit outside of the box that we've already built for ourselves. And maybe it's because of the pshat. The pshat that, as I said, I don't understand why Rashi didn't see it, but the pshat of the cynicism. Maybe the reason why we're unable to see the true value of our words when we say, Nireh mayeh chalamotav, when we see what our dreams, what other people's dreams can have an impact on us, is because we're too wrapped up in cynicism. We're too wrapped up in nireh. Since we're wrapped up in that, we're unable to hear the bat kol. Gentlemen, we say things all the time. We reach conclusions, true conclusions. We have bat kol in our own voices. And all we have to do is peel away the cynicism a little bit, and then we can hear divine voices. Have a wonderful day.